Shotgun, good friend.
Life's been good, good, good. So good, so fast, so much, every day. But especially good lately. Manifestations coming to fruition. Lifetimes of dreams being landed at your feet. All the people that have it done, not at your cost, at your feet, delivered to you every day. Wow. Shit's real. It's real. Couldn't write this shit any better. I mean, I guess I am the god of my own life. I am my own creator. So, I mean, I guess I am writing this. But damn, spirit's good. The universe works the details out like a mug. Like, this shit is... When you write your life, like, when you're writing it like a freaking symphony, I swear it's like... Oh, it's like this dance. I tell people, I talk about dancing with the universe, but man, talk about a dance. This is some shit. As tough as the world is, this is a serious freaking reality to live in. Oh man, I'm so down for this existence. I'm so grateful to drop my old one at the door and pick this shit up where I'm at now. Creating everything from here forward. Shit don't happen to me that I don't want to have happen. My lessons, I learn them. I see them. I hear spirit. I don't get the lesson and not listen and close my eyes and shut my ears and pretend I don't hear God talking to me. I take it. We're going to learn to take that shit. Not that hard once you get used to getting hit on the chin with the lessons like all the time and stop getting so hurt over them and the shit doesn't become so personal. Yeah, it's not so personal. But then when you start dancing with your life again, once the lessons start, like the layers, like I feel like I have gotten such deep layers of myself, actually, even especially as of late. I had some hard lessons in the last 2 weeks that were really challenging my boundaries, which I tend to have issues with, and me knowing who I am and where I stand and what my intention is and being okay with that, trusting God, trusting spirit, working in the light, and just letting the universe take the bad shit from me and letting the universe guide me. Oh man, I've been just gifted the last week because I had some like shit attached to me energetically that I didn't realize. Like, I'm not gonna say entity wise, but I am gonna say entity wise. I had some shit on my body that we took out. And I'm so grateful. Stuff I didn't even realize was attached to me. And after that happened, it's like bam, bam, bam. Like, things just happen. Well, life is good. Everything's flowing. The peace is in place. The people in place. The situations. It's all... The pieces are all filling in. It's really cool. It's really beautiful. I'm so grateful for this. I'm grateful to put my old life behind me. I'm grateful to put this all to bed and, like, start anew. I had a dude come to our tent, or we had a guy that came to our tent yesterday, and he was an Asian man, and he did energy work, and he could see auric fields, and he was cleaning up all of our auric fields, actually. It was pretty powerful. Now, you know, spirit sending us people to help us clean our energy since we're working on everybody else. It's amazing. But this guy told me that the inside of my soul, how beautiful it was. He said I was like a 3-year-old, how pure it was. And it made me cry. Like, it made me so happy because I've been working so hard on getting rid of all the old stuff and not harboring anything. And just genuinely feeling like I'm at a place where I need to be in my heart, in myself. I don't have to convince anybody, like, but just genuinely knowing that. It feels so good to feel good about myself and good about the work that I've done for myself and the example that I'm setting and the love that I'm spreading just by loving myself and caring enough to do what I need to do for myself, because in turn it gives me the ability to show others how to do it for themselves and just duplicate this abundance, this abundant information of our own healing path. So I'm grateful. I'm so grateful to my life. Yeah, God is good. The universe is good. The support's good. People are good. I trust the universe so much. I don't question anything. It's funny, once you start living in this space where you stop questioning, like, was that a coincidence, or should I listen to that, or was that my gut? You understand how to discern and what that sounds like, and you just live from that space. Everything changes for you. So it feels good to be able to work from my core, from my knowing, from my being, from my presence with God, my connection with God. And then all that we have and all that we are, this connection to nature and this universal consciousness, y'all. Like, we have connection to so much. Should you learn about energy? Should you learn how to use energy? Learn to work with your energy? Learn to feel what's happening in your energy? Learn to, like, read it and dance. And you can tell what's happening in your life if you listen to your energetic field and what your body and all of that is trying to tell you. It's really powerful. They're your own self-diagnostic tools to just listen to what's happening with you. No need for advice, no need for a doctor, no need for a healer. It's you and you and you. You channel in your connection with spirit, you get that clear, you stop resisting, you learn to trust, let that flow, and stop questioning yourself. Learn that discernment and let spirit flow through you. It's a beautiful thing when you learn to trust yourself, trust your intuition. Let all the shit that this world has done to you, all the shit that this world has put on you, like, think about this. Super easy. Okay, don't make this hard. Okay, so let's think about from the time you were born into this existence in this lifetime until now. All the shit the world has put on you, your parents, your situation, what you were born in, what you weren't born into, your schooling, your situation, your people, your monetary situation. I don't know. It could be whatever it is, whatever you're mad about, whatever your situation is, whatever your plight is. Just put it all, put your hands out, like, in front of you, like, cup them, like, open to the universe, because the universe will do anything you ask it to. So put this shit in your hands. So open your hands and put all this stuff, this mental stuff that we just talked about, I want you to put it in your hands. So all the anger you have, all the especially repressed anger, we got a shitload of repressed anger. I've been studying about that, and we have a lot of repressed anger, and actually I know that that's why most illnesses actually manifest, is repressed anger. So get that shit out. Anger. Be angry, but don't make it hard. Don't make it hard. Let it process through you. Let it happen. It's okay. You can say fuck. You can say shit. It's okay. Don't be afraid. You can let it out. Don't worry about judgment. It doesn't matter what people think. But get it out of you. All the pain, all the old rocks in your heart, all the old judgment, the anger, the things that your mad people did to you, the victimization. All of it, y'all. Like, get it out. And at the end of this, I want you to have nothing in your heart to hold on to emotionally, to keep you angry or resentful or hated or hatred in you, anything to keep any angst in you, any fight or flight. I want not one reason for you to hold any fight or flight in your system after this. None. None. You have no excuse. So doing this, you are making a decision between you and you and you about your decision to release these pains, these plights, this anger, this repression, this healing, really, because you're going to let it process through you. You're going to make a decision to put it in your hands physically, energetically, and to let the universe have it. Now, if you have rocks, I would recommend you get, like, some tourmaline, and then I use a Herkimer diamond and tourmaline when I work with people for this particular one, and let the rocks do the work for you, but let whatever rocks call you, they will do the work for you. Put them in your hands, let the rocks absorb all the energy for you, and then if you can, my recommendation would be to go to ocean water and rinse them off and rinse your hands off. So when you do this, this is an actual sign to the universe that you're saying, hey, I'm ready to rid myself of this. And this is like a mental, physical, spiritual, emotional decision that you're making, okay? So don't forget, these are decisions that we're making on many layers and many levels. And sometimes, not sometimes, we actually have to say this shit out loud to the universe. Like, universe, I'm done with this shit. I don't want to hold on to this anymore. I don't want to have one reason to be angry or sad or fearful or angst or be in fight or flight or not feel like I can't trust God or my connection or my power or whatever your thing is. Say it, get it off, let it happen. Put it in your hands. Give it to the rocks. Give it to the universe. Give it to the ocean. Let the universe take it from you. Rinse your hands from it and don't make it hard. Ask your angels to surround you. Ask them to guide you. Ask the universe to talk to you, because you will get downloads during this. I promise you. You will get released from this too. It doesn't have to be hard. Now, if you need to do it again, hey, that's on you. It's no big deal. But do it again. This is about using the universe, using the tools we have. We are one with nature. If we use nature, if we use the tools, then we actually can energetically get things done a lot easier. And that's where I come in, is I really do understand energy on every level. And I'm able to help people understand their energy management and consumption and what that looks like in their life and how that's going to feel within their experiences and in their just manifesting things. So looking at what it is that we need to do, looking at what it is that we want to do, looking at where it is that we want to go, being grateful for where it is that we are, learning our lessons, not fighting, no more resistance. You know, it's time to step into ourselves. We don't have time for this shit anymore. The world's nuts. And it's time to just be you, do you. It does not matter what people think. So take off the mask, whatever mask you've been done wearing, whatever mask you're wearing, take it off, because nobody needs masks. They're not for anybody. Put your real face on, put who you are on, take off who the world has made you. Take that shit off, give it back to the world and say, thank you. I've learned my lesson. Don't be mad, because you can't be bitter. That's part of it too. So thank you, universe. I appreciate the lesson. I love you. I see what you're trying to say to me. And check, I can graduate this class and be done, because I'm done with that lesson. The universe will take it from you and you will level up. So use the universe. Use the part of universal consciousness that you are one with, because we are. All you have to do is access it, know it, trust it, let it flow. Oh, wow. That feels good. That feels good. Let it go, you guys. Let it go, guys. Don't hold on to anything, okay? It won't serve you. It won't serve us, I promise. I know. I've let it all go. I've let all mine go. And I didn't even really realize that I was holding on to a lot until recently. I had that big thing happen. And then I got like freaking exercise from negative energies attacking me. And then I realized how free I was from that shit and how under attack I was. So it's really important to energetically clean up where you're at. To stay in nature, to connect with the universe, use the free energy that is out there for us. Just connect with the universe, guys. The trees will give you energy if you ask them to. You're rooted in the ground with them just like they are. So take advantage of the opportunities we have. Go sit on a tree. Let the tree, let the sand, let the water, let the universe take the negative from you. And let it just, let the sun refill you with the energy. Let the moon refill you with the energy, with the light that we are, that we know, that we have, that exists in us, that runs us. Connect with that consciousness. Let rocks help you. Let the rocks help you. The rocks are the best thing ever. I love rocks. I love crystals. Use them. Let them help you. You don't have to quantify or understand it. Just know they work. And just let them help you understand what feeling looks like. Feeling feels like. They'll help you engage with what they are doing for you also. So step in your power, y'all. I did. And my life is freaking phenomenal. And it hasn't even started. And it has. But it hasn't. And I'm just, holy cow. Spirit's got a big, big, big life for me right now. This shit for real. We're stepping in some huge shoes right now. But I'm ready. I've been preparing for this shit my entire life. For real. When I was a little girl, I knew I had a big job. And oh, wow, wow. I see it now. I see who I'm supposed to be. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good on me. I'm happy on me. I'm grateful for me. I accept the love I am, the love I give, the love that I will continue to exist in every day. I accept all the help and the support. And I flow with what is now. I welcome you into your existence as I found mine. I invite you into your own journey. It's beautiful as mine is. Go jump into your life. Don't be so scared. You'll never be sorry. ever be sorry. You'll never, ever, 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 ever be sorry that you gave you yourself. I promise you. You will never be sorry that you gave you yourself. You will never be sorry that you gave you yourself. You will never be sorry that you gave you yourself. I love you all. I love you all. Thanks for listening to me on this Perspectives podcast with your girl, Drea Love. I love that you're hanging out with me. If this brought you any healing or helped you in any way at all, I would just ask that you please share. Just send this to one person that you know this would help get through something. And of course, rate, review, and subscribe.